Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining in on this Friday night. Look at this, the fourth Friday of May. Just the other day, we was just in our 90 degree weather. Now tonight, we in some 50 degrees, feel like March and May. Ain't that something? But we know one thing. We thank God for still letting us be on this side of the green dirt, the green earth, the soil that God has given us. I want to say thank you, God, for another day, another night, that we get to praise you, glorify you, honor you, and just get to hear your word and just be excited about that. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for the man of God who will be speaking on tonight. I'm going to give him a few minutes to get his program together because I'm hoping and praying that he do Facebook Live tonight because we do know that the man of God works nights and sometimes he's not able to do Facebook Live, but just in case, I hope he can. But if he don't, I'm excited to hear about it just only on Blog Talk, not a Blog Talk and Facebook. So I just want to say I thank God for Apostle-elect, our overseer, Apostle Cecilia Kaiser. I want to thank God for Minister Lawrence Seabury. Thanking God for Minister Ron Montgomery and his wife, Mother Toni Montgomery. I thank God for Minister Margot McCord. I thank God for Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. I thank God for Dr. Serena Wright, and I thank God for Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, and I thank God for myself because I have the opportunity to say, God, I thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and our ministry. God, we're just saying have your way in our life. God, just do what only you can do. The man of God says, just a minute or two trying to set up Facebook Live. So with that being said, we're gonna have a little more conversation here. We're gonna pray a little bit and we're gonna get ready for God's word. Father God, we come to you on tonight, God, with an open heart, open arms, stretched out hands, and opening up our mouth saying, God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you. We're asking you, Lord, to forgive us of every sin, God. We're asking you, God, to keep our family, keep our households, keep us, God, during this long holiday weekend, oh, God. God, we're just asking you for your mercy and your grace, oh, God. We're asking you for the covering of your blood. We're asking you for the cover of our homes, our minds, our children, our loved ones. God, we ask you to cover us. This is a long holiday weekend, and we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's searching the land, seeing who he may devour. But, God, we're asking you to cover us with your blood, oh, God. Keep all harm, evil, danger, and death away from us, oh, God. God, we're just asking you to let every will of yours be made possible and let it be in our lives, God. God, for we know that our ways are not your ways. Our thoughts are not your thoughts. God, teach us how to love you like we're supposed to. God, teach us how to love what you love and hate what you hate. God, we want to be used by you. God, we want to be saved by you. We want to be delivered and healed by you, oh God. For God, you are our Lord and our Savior. There's none like you now or ever. There's none like you ever been, ever will be. For God, you are the one and only. You are Rosa Sharon. You are our morning star. You are our I am that I am. God, you are our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Nisi, our Jehovah Rapha, our Jehovah Kadesh. God, you are everything that we need. With you, God, all things are possible. God, we just want to say we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for allowing this day to come and go and pass. for God that this day is a day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are being thankful in it, oh God. We're just coming to you, oh Lord, saying bless America. Keep America in a place, God, where we will be said, for in God we trust. For in God we trust. It's on our monies. It's on our courthouse. It's on our schools. God, we just ask you to keep it on our hearts. Keep it on our lips, God. Keep it in our spirit. In God we trust. God, I just want to say I trust you. I believe you. I honor you, I glorify you, I praise you. God, I just can't praise you enough, oh God. With every hand I have, which is two, I can't clap them enough. With every feet I have, which is two, I can't shout them and stomp them enough to give you your praise, God. With my voice, oh God, I cannot praise you enough. I can't even sing enough praises to praise you, oh God, to give you what you so desire and you so deserve. God, I know that you are God. God, we ask you to give us ears to hear your word, oh, tonight. Give us a heart to receive it. Keep it and lock it in our heart that we may not sin against you, God. Give us a mind to see the vision, God. Take us back to when we first believed. Take us back to when we first had a dream. Take us back, God. Remind us of the promises we've made you. Remind us of the vision you gave us, oh God. Remind us, God, of the dreams you've given us, oh God. God, take us back to where we were when we first received you, first believed you, and first desired you. Cover us, oh God, north, south, east, and west. Cover this world, cover this world, cover this world, oh Lord. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And again, we want to say thank you, oh God. Amen. Man of God, are you on the line? Okay, well, we're still waiting for the man of God to set up. So I just want to say something to you all about this ministry. This ministry is doing what God has anointed and appointed it to do. We have different ministers on the line that the program, rather, on different Monday nights and on Friday nights is myself and Prophet Antoine. We share Fridays, first and second, third and fourth, and if it's a fifth, we share that. And with each ministry that God has released on Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, God has released a ministry that is a ministry in its own. I hope you got that. Each minister that ministers on this line, preachers, prophets, apostles, evangelists, prophets, whatever God has called, is a ministry by itself. But I thank God for allowing the ministry to work together as a team, because when God is for you, he's more than the world against you. When God is for you, it's nothing you can do about it. It's nothing you can say except, yes, Lord, that's what I'm hoping. So with that, I'm just letting you all know the man of God is excited about what God is releasing him to say tonight, and I'm excited about what God is releasing him to say tonight. So get your papers, your pencils, your Bible so you can follow along. Open your spirit, open your heart, and just say, yes, Lord, have your way in me tonight, God, because this word you're releasing on tonight, God, it's for me. It's okay to be selfish on tonight. Just say, God, this is for me and me alone. All right? Amen. Prophet, you ready? Okay, I'm just waiting for the release, I know he said he's getting ready, but I don't want to keep taking over his time because I'm waiting for him to just let go and let God. So I wish I could sing. I would sing a song for you. But since I can't sing like that, I'm going to just go on and just share something with you all. You know, a lot of us don't realize that we know that our God is a terrible God. We know that our God is a jealous God. But a lot of times we forget our God has a sense of humor. Yeah. Sometimes we forget that. And sometimes we forget that it's okay to laugh. It's okay to smile. It's okay to enjoy God's word. Because his word says that laughter is like a medicine to the heart. You don't want to keep your heart bound up and broken up and you just stay in a place where you're always looking like you stuck it on a lemon or you just sucked on a lemon. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to laugh at yourself. A lot of times you don't want to just, you know, laugh at other people because you don't know what they're going through, but you need to sit back and sometimes laugh at yourself. Because if you look in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you can find something in there that said, God, I thought I had arrived, but I see here your word says, your word says. And I can apply this to my life and find out. Sometimes people be saying, you ain't praying, you playing. Sometimes we have to sit back and say, oh, I thought I had dotted an I. I thought I had crossed a T. And you find out you ain't do number right down to number one. This one here, you need to get over it. You need to stop doing it. This one here, you need to do some praying and fasting for. This one here, you need to say, God, I'm here again. See, you ain't dot that I and you ain't cross that T because you thought you had arrived. Yes, you thought you had arrived. Prophet, I hope the lines are on. I hope they are. Because I'm excited. I'm looking forward to hearing you. I'm just waiting. Apostle, I hope she opened up the lines. If you need to, you can call me on my phone because I'm study, listening and looking on Facebook waiting for you to begin to talk so that I can share it with Blog Talk. Yes. God is good. God is so good. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Okay, the prophet said just a moment or two, trying to set up. He said, I don't think the lines are open. I'm about to open Facebook Live. And okay, prophet, you go ahead. When you open it up, I'm going to put my phone up to the Facebook Live. And we're going to get this thing. We're going to make sure nobody's going to miss out on this word. Not tonight. Not tonight. Because God will show us there is always another way. Our ways are not his ways, nor our thoughts his thoughts. When we think we didn't put it in place, God will do it another way. And we're going to let God have his way on tonight. Blog Talk, ain't that right? We're going to let God have his way. Because this is not our program. This is God's program. So every time we think we did something, every time we think we done figured it out. God said, no, I got another way. So as soon as the man of God come live on Facebook, people, we're going to go in to worship. We're going to go into praise. We're going to go into giving God his honor because it's all due to him. It's not just he say he inhabit the praise of his people. It's for us to realize that this was another day God didn't have to let us be here. This is another day that we need to give God thanks for allowing us to be still in the land of the living. And I thank God. Because if we all be honest with ourselves, we'd have seen some things, and we were able to say, God, I thank you for allowing me to get through. Just within the past 2 to 3 weeks, we lost 2 family members, a cousin and a nephew. And just looking on the outside, you would think everything was going okay. But things ain't always what they seem to be. But I tell you, you better make sure you be right with God. Because you never know when the day, the time, or the hour. You better be right with God. That's all I can say. God, I am just praying that I'm right with you. Because I read something in the Bible where people thought they had been dotting their I's and crossing their T's and they had arrived and people needed to follow their lead. But I found out that the Word of God says before you make it in, a certain type of other person would make it in. And I said, woo, look at here. Look at here. God ain't no joke. He ain't finna play with us in no kind of way, form or fashion. His way, no way. So that's all we got to do is get right. Yes. Yes, Prophet, for some reason you still mute. But just go on and go live on Facebook. I got you on Blog Talk. I will make sure that you can be heard through Blog Talk. God is able. God is way. God is able. As long as we are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. I'm typing in something for the man of God. So he'll know. We're going to let God get the victory out of this. Show y'all how we don't have a one-way God. We got a God that have many ways for his will to be done. We have a God that can show you when you least expect or what you thought wasn't going to work, it'll work. Because the God I serve is a mighty God. The God I serve is an awesome God. The God I serve is a wonderful God. So, I don't know what you looking for on tonight. But I tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking to hear a word from the Lord, and I'm looking for God to do some things in my life that no man can get the glory for it. No man can get the praise because my God, I guess y'all didn't hear me. I said, my God. My my God, know me. That's something we should all be able to agree on, that God knows me, not just by my name, not just by my sight, not just by the way that I, he know me when I sit down, he know me when I'm quiet. You ought to come to the understanding that when you're not talking, God still hear you. Yes, 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 yes. When you're not talking, God still hear you. Yes, the prophet says he can't get through on the line tonight, so if you hold on, I would put it through when he goes live on, which is live now. So you all just listen in. Listen in.
All right. Come on in. Can you see this? Let's get connected. Pastor Simmons, how are you, sir? Blessings, blessings, blessings. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Come on in. When you come in, give me a favor, say hi. Greet us. We're doing Blog Talk Radio tonight. Come on in and say hello. Blessings to everyone who's coming on tonight. We honor the Lord tonight. I am excited about what God is doing, about what God is saying, about how things are going to go down. I'm super excited. We have met conflict on every social media platform today that we could possibly bump into. And so I don't trip about stuff like that because I just know the enemy hates us. And the enemy hates the word to get out there. And if the enemy is fighting the word the way he's fighting it, it's because somebody needs to hear it. And so I'm not tripping at all. I am not tripping at all. I keep it moving. And just Margo, my daddy would say, if the enemy is not fighting you, there's a problem somewhere. Anything in your life should not be so simple that you never have a conflict. And so I, in my crazy self, I welcome conflict. So what am I saying? I thrive off the fact that I know the enemy hates what I'm doing. He hates my guts. And beloved, let me just detour for just a second and tell you, you ought to be excited when the enemy can't stand you. He says, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know. You ought to be happy if the enemy knows your name.
Amen.
Because that means you're doing something right. Come on, somebody. This ain't what I'm supposed to talk about tonight, but I just feel like leading the Lord tonight to tell somebody, the enemy hates your guts, and you ought to give praise in that. You ought to give God glory in that, because that means you're doing exactly what you should be doing. My father would say, the enemy's not fighting you probably because you're on his side. He's only going to fight those who are in conflict to him.
Yeah.
He's only going to fight those, hallelujah, and I feel the Holy Ghost already. He's only going to fight those who present a problem to him. And so, blessings, Sister Shayla, if you're coming on, just say hi to us. If he's fighting you, it's because you're a threat to him.
Yes.
He's intimidated by you.
Amen.
He's intimidated by your praise and by your worship. Most importantly, he's intimidated by your worship.
Mm.
By your obedience.
Yes.
By your obedience. Because your worship can be for naught, your praise can be momentarily. But your obedience causes the hand of God to move.
Yeah.
Your praise calls God to move on your behalf, to live where you are, but your obedience keeps him there. Are you listening to me? Matthew chapter 9, verse number 18. We're not going to be long tonight. I actually got to go to work tonight. I know we don't work on, blessing Sister Kim. I know we don't work on Friday night. We're just helping out a bit. So I'm excited that God will give us employment. Man, the Bible says a man don't work, he don't
eat.
I'm excited about this word. I found myself this week in a couple of counseling sessions, and as I began to speak to a woman of God this week, I began to talk to her about tonight's subject, which is insufficient funds. And as I began to share with her, sometimes we spend so much and we come up empty-handed simply because we haven't done what we're supposed to do. Nobody's saying that right there. Because sometimes we're so busy investing into situations and circumstances and relationships that is costing us more than we're able to spend. And so tonight we're going to talk a bit about that. Once again, Matthew chapter 9, verse number 18. I'm going to give you time to get it. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 18. We honor the Lord tonight. Thank God for all the ministry gifts and body of fivefold ministries that's on with us tonight. Once again, as you're coming in, just come in and say hello to us. We want to greet you. We want to make sure we acknowledge that you're here. So many things you could have been doing tonight, and we acknowledge the fact that you decided, amen, to hang with us and be with us tonight. Thank God for Evangelist Kaiser, who holds us down every blog talk. She holds us down, even sometimes, even if we are having some technical difficulties. She prays, she worships, she encourages, amen, and she holds it down until we're ready. And she also ministers every first and third Friday on this same blog talk radio. And so we're grateful to God for her as well. Amen, you ought to have it by now. Matthew, the Genesis of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 18, it says, "And while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler." Thank you, Lord. But I feel the Holy Ghost already. "There came a certain ruler and worshipped, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with the issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour." Tonight I want to talk about insufficient funds. Here it is, this woman of God, there's a version of this that says that she has spent all. And tonight, we're going to talk about her being made whole, but I want to talk to the people who have spent all. You have found yourself in situations where it cost you more than you were able to spend. And you're wondering why you're depleted, wondering why you seem deficient, wondering why it seems as though on every side there's a problem every time you turn around. And it just seems like I just can't seem to get over this hump. I can't seem to get beyond this particular point. And when it seems as though I'm just about to break through, there's a problem that happens. Look, you got to check your account. What are you still holding on to that's costing you too much?
Amen.
Who are you still holding on to that's costing you too much?
That's it.
Sometimes we make payments and not knowing that those payments are costing us more than we're able to deal with.
Yes.
And sometimes we continue to invest in situations and circumstances that are more costly than we know about. And the enemy allows us to continue to pour into situations unknowingly. Unknowingly, we invest in those situations, and at the end of the day, we find ourselves unable to do what we should and need to be doing because we've invested so much into those other things.
Yes.
And we find ourselves in situations where we're saying, God, can you do? And God, can you heal? And God, can you touch? And the truth of the matter is, we're in those situations because we won't let go of some things.
Yes.
And many times, we won't let go of those things because of the fear of what will happen next. And so, therefore, we keep investing in this current situation, not knowing that that's costing us more than we're able to spend.
Yeah.
I believe it's our debt ratio in the spirit realm is higher than we're able to spend, not because of the God order situations, but because we have not let go of certain things in our lives that are costing us way more than we should be spending. We're constantly pouring resources and time and effort and emotion into things. It's not worth that cost. If we would simply let those things go, if we can find ourselves coming out of the red into the black, and we would make some changes, some things would happen for us on our behalf if we could make those changes. But we have got to be willing enough to understand and say, you know what, hey, enough is enough. My mama said sometimes some of us aren't sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's the truth. That showed up the truth. In Mark chapter 2, verse number 1 talks about as Jesus entered the Capernaum, after some days, there was a crowd there. And a lot of them gathered there, and so many of them that it was hard to get to Jesus. There was one, the Bible says, verse number 3 says, and they came unto him bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof.
Yes, they did.
Where he was, and had broken it up, and they let down the bed therein with the man sick of palsy. And the Bible says, and when Jesus saw their faith, watch this. Not his,
their
but
faith.
Jesus saw
their faith.
The Bible says when Jesus saw their faith, when he saw the faith of the men who said, I will not leave you here. My God, today, he said, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. They said, enough is enough. With this woman with issue of blood, it was her actions that made her whole. Don't mind you. I said, as soon as I said, it was her actions that made her whole. Do you want to be healed?
Yes.
Or do you just want to be made whole?
My God.
Many of us, we've been healed. And we thank God for that. But sometimes with being healed and not being made whole is that we still sometimes have the scars of what we've been through.
Mm.
We still sometimes have a residue of what we've been through, a reminder of what we've been through. And God wants to bring us to a place where there's no reminder, no residue, there is absolutely
nothing.
Sense of reminder of what we had to go through. I'm going to ask you again tonight, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made whole?
Made whole.
Here it is. This man of God is sick with palsy. It's a crowd there. And just because everybody's at church, that don't mean they want something. Everybody's crying out because that means they want something. Everybody has a church look, but it doesn't mean they want something. How bad do you want it?
That's it. That's it.
You'll find out in the business where they say a lot of times, sometimes you have to spend money
to make money.
And some of us, we're not spending money, we are wasting money. When I say money, I mean our resources. We're wasting our emotions, we're wasting our time, we are wasting our effort in things that do not matter.
Mm.
And we find ourselves with insufficient funds, not because of the cost, but because we are throwing money down the drain.
We haven't counted the cost.
Hey, listen to me. And sometimes it seems as though we can't get to God because of the press, and then what we'll continue to do is that we'll keep trying the same thing that isn't working over and over and over and over again. Not willing to invest in something that may be different. Not willing to invest, I know this is some very simple sound teaching, we're not willing to invest in an avenue that we haven't tried before. But you've got to be willing to take the roof off of God.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be willing to do something different. You've got to be willing to try a different avenue and not be afraid to try God where you can't track him.
Mm.
I'm going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to try God where you cannot track him.
That's
sometimes
powerful.
We want to try things where we can monitor the progress. But we can monitor what the outcome will be. But we can monitor what the risk will be. And God is saying, no, you may not know the risk.
Trust him. Trust him. Trust him.
Are you willing to take a chance on my word?
Trust him.
Are you willing to have real faith, blind faith? Are you willing to have now faith? My God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Are you willing to have now faith? Hallelujah, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Now I don't know. Now I can't calculate. Now I don't know the outcome, but I will trust you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will yet trust you.
Yes, Lord.
I will trust you even though everything around me says I have no idea what's going to happen next.
My God, my God.
I got no idea if I stay on this road, what's getting ready to happen.
Mm.
That's what we need. We've got to trust God in areas that we have no idea what's going to happen next. That was the problem with the Israelites. They wanted promised land, but because they could not track what was going to be next, they could not track what God was going to do next, they had rather stayed in Egypt.
My God
today.
My God.
They'd rather stay in Egypt than to trust God when they could not track him. The woman of God just got done talking about on Blog Talk, our money says in God we trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our money says that. But does your mouth say it?
That's it.
Does your action say it? Are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? Are you willing to put your mouth where your money is? Are you really trusting him? Jesus saw his faith, but he more so saw the faith of his friends. This man of God, I don't know, the Bible doesn't say what kind of faith he had, but it seems like to me, his friends had enough faith for him to borrow. And you need some people around you that when you don't have enough, I can borrow some of your faith. My God, today, Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. I can borrow some of your belief. If I don't have enough to believe for myself, can I connect with you? Hallelujah. Can I connect with what you believe? Can I connect what you see to make sure that I hear from God, that I touch God, that I hear the voice of the Lord in this season? Hallelujah. I've got to have people around me that if I cannot believe God for myself, that you believe God enough for both of us. That you won't let me lie there. You won't let me die there. That you have such a holy indignation that you won't let me sit there because you know what the word says.
Yeah.
Because you know what the word promised. Hallelujah. You know what the word says about my situation, so therefore, you won't sit here and let me die.
That's it. That's it.
Hallelujah, because there's a word from the Lord. There is still hope. There's a, hallelujah, there's a balm in Gilead. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know I refuse to allow Sylvia or Margot or Raquel or Trisha or Catherine to sit here and die because the word says.
Hallelujah.
I got a call the other night, woman of God, and this woman of God began to talk about a situation that was happening in her health. And she got upset with me because I would not let her talk death. No, you can't talk suicide around me. I won't let you open up your mouth and be okay with getting ready to give up, getting ready to throw in the towel. No. You can't throw in the towel around me. You can't give up around me. That's not how I live. And if you're going to be connected to me, giving up is not an option for you either. If you're looking for someone to join your pity party, my phone number ain't the one you want to dial. Hallelujah. I command you to live.
That's it.
I command you to live.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
I command you to live. This woman dealt with this issue for years. How long have you been dealing with that issue?
My God.
How long have you been dealing with that circumstance?
My God.
At some point, continue to deal with the same situation will cause your account to go low. It'll cause your account to have insufficient funds.
That's it.
Some point in your life, you got to be willing to make a different deposit. At some point, you got to say, I got to stop spending money here.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says she has spent all.
Yes, she had.
How much has your issue cost you? How much has your issue cost you?
My God.
Are you steady invested in the problem or wholeness? Because we have a tendency to focus more on the problem than the wholeness. We're so quick to rehearse what we went through. We're so quick to rehearse what we've had to deal with. We're so quick to rehearse what the problem is. So quick to rehearse what we're dealing with. Instead of quoting the word of the Lord. He said, can these bones live? And as soon as he spoke to the prophet, he said, Lord, you know. I know. But do you know? Hallelujah. Do you know your bones can live? Do you know your dead situation can get up? Hallelujah. Do you know the very thing that everybody else has given up on? Hallelujah. Still has an opportunity to live?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you know that as dead as it seems, hallelujah, God can still speak to the wind? My God. Go ahead, Mr. Kathy. God gave me a message years ago entitled Prophesy to What's Left. Hallelujah. My God, today, hallelujah, you can speak to the wind and cause the wind to tell your dead situation to get up. I may not know exactly which bone is connected to which bone, but if I speak the word, hallelujah, the word will cause my situation to come in line and connect.
My dream.
The Bible says that she said within herself. Now, I'm a bit of an analytical person. Who told her? Who told the writer what she said within herself? Who told the writer, hey, she said herself, if I can just touch him with his garment. But beloved, my God, when you read this garment. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I feel the preach right there. My God, if I can just touch. My God, I got to shift gears here. If I can just simply get to God, my God, if I can just touch, if I can just get to a, my God, if I can. I gotta go, because I gotta be at work tonight. But I can hear my auntie saying, my Aunt Carol was a seamstress. And she told my mama, she said, Tandra, the hymn, hallelujah, represents a finished product. That woman of God was not just grabbing a garment, but what she was grabbing a hold to was a finished situation. Many of you, you walked around and your situation has been unfinished. That's why you keep going through it over and over again. Different boyfriend, same situation. Different girlfriend, same situation. Different job, same situation. Different bank account, same situation. Different state, same situation. Different city, same situation. But today, I'm grabbing hold of a finished product, because you don't have a hem until the garment is finished. You tell somebody, I won't have to deal with this no more. Yeah.
I won't have to deal with this no more.
Tell somebody that after this, I'm looking different. After this, I'm being different. After this, I'm worshiping different.
Yeah.
After this, I'm giving different. After this,
yeah,
my house is different. After this, my home is different. After this, God's changing my responses. God's changing my responses. God's sanctifying my responses. Somebody type it in. God's sanctifying my responses. Clap your hands in the room. Glory,
glory, glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Struggle as of right now, that day, that hour.
God. I've been made whole. I've been made whole. You may not like it, and you may not approve of it, but tonight I grabbed a hold of the finisher. Yes, the struggle was hard. Yes, I had to pay him. Yes, I had to push. Yes, I had to cry. Yes, I had to let go. But it's over. Over. My. I've been made whole. I've been made whole. Clap your hands in here. I feel good in my sanctified soul. I feel good in my sanctified soul. I feel good in my sanctified soul. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory and we give you praise. As of right now, what the enemy tried to take us out with, we're better, we're stronger, and we're wiser. Father, thank you for removing the residue of what we've been through. Thank you for removing the remnant of my struggle. And right now, we declare
yes.
From the crown of my head
Lord,
to the soles of my feet is victory. Victory on my hands. Victory on my feet. Victory on my eyes.
Victory
on my ears. Victory in my mouth. Victory in my walk. Victory in my talk. Victory in my living. Victory in my giving. I will no longer bleed. Wherever I go, I will no longer be an outcast. Because you made me whole. And whom the Son, sets free is free indeed. Thank you for the freedom. 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 Thank you for the freedom.
Glory to God. My God, my God.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Anybody glad you're free? Anybody glad you made you free? Clap your hands and say, I thank you for the freedom. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Christine, nobody knows how bad it's been. Until you've been free, you don't know how good it is to be free. Unless you've been bound, I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody just shout, I'm free. I'm going to say it again. Depression can't have you no more. You're free. Stop worrying. Stop drinking. Stop smoking.
Yes,
because you're depressed. You're free. And hold the sun, sets free. My God, I gotta go. Somebody tonight, you've been drinking, you've been smoking, you've been getting high, trying to mask the depression, trying to mask what you feel, trying to mask the hurt from lost loved ones, broken relationships, broken promises. Hallelujah. But tonight, God says you're free. Somebody tonight, you've been battling depression since a child because you were molested. But tonight I speak freedom to your mind. And the hold that molestation had on you can no longer hold you. As a matter of fact, you're going to free and forgive your molester. As of tonight, open up your mouth and shall I forgive you. I let that go. It's no longer a part of who I am, but who I am is God, who God says I am. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm the head and not the tail. I gotta go down. I'm above. I used to respond from a place of captivity. I used to respond from a place of depression. But as of right now, I got to respond like a free person. I got to respond like a victim. And not a victim. Clap your hands in here. My God, I feel good in my sanctified soul.
All right now.
Yeah.
You feel good.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I feel good in my sanctified soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 As a matter of fact, when they come and try to tell you what about what you went through, you can tell them I shifted my conversation. I shifted my response. I don't live there no more. I don't respond there no more. I don't act there no more.
It's a charge in the room. Just take your cord.
One Friday.
It's a cord in the room. Just take your cord with you.
One Friday. God brought me out. One Friday.
Huh?
In the month of May. 2021. God brought me out.
Can I say
and
that
I can't
little
go
piece
there.
Right there?
I can't go there no more. I can't cry about that situation no more. Hey, I hear the Holy Ghost say, if you cry about that again, your cry is illegal. If you complain about that again, your complaint is legal. But tell somebody. Tell somebody. I'm getting in line with what God said about me and that old situation, that old program. It's not what God said. It was just a hiccup in the road. It was just a platform for God to work on my behalf. As of right now, my conversation, my mind, my emotions, my responses are on the future. And whom the sun sets free, I hear you, Holy Ghost. I'm somewhere in the future, and I look much better than I look right now. I will say it again. I'm somewhere in the future, and I look much better than I look right now. Old things have passed away, and behold,
Yes, God.
And let go. Let go. And let go. Let go. And let go. I'm done. If I don't stop, I'm going to get in trouble. But somebody tonight, from this day forward, don't you talk about it no more.
Yeah.
Don't you discuss it no more.
No more.
Don't you get into a conversation about it no more.
No more.
It is over.
Yeah, leave it.
Just type it and say, it is over.
It's
it is over.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. It God. Is over. When you wake up tomorrow, shout it. Is over.
Amen.
Before you go to bed tonight, shout
it is over.
Before you get in your car, shout it is over. Before you brush your teeth in the morning and tonight, shout it is
over.
My God, today, I gotta go. I'm over my time. I just want to encourage you tonight. God's changing your balance. Hallelujah. I said again, I said, God, that's it, baby. I come out whole side, yeah. I said, God's changed, I'm out, whole side. God's changing your balance. My. You've been in the negative long enough. You had insufficient funds long enough. God's changing your balance. I said, God's changing your balance. My. You're going to go to Luke to do some things, hallelujah, that you could not do. And God's going to allow you to do them. You haven't smiled in a long time. You haven't had joy in a long time. Like some of you tonight, I go to sleep better than you slept in a long time. I come in and I curse insomnia. I curse tossing and turning, but I command rest to be your portion tonight. In the name of Jesus, I command rest to be your portion tonight. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus comes against you. I curse antagonistic demons. I curse the tormenting spirits in the name of Jesus, but I seek the peace of God in your mind and in your heart and in your soul and in your spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I don't care if your mama dealt with it. I curse the bloodline, curse the depression. I curse the generational curse of depression and suicide and schizophrenia.
Yeah.
I curse it from the root. I curse every bipolar spirit in the name of Jesus. But I decree the peace of God. 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 I decree generational peace.
Yes.
I receive my peace. I receive my holiness. I'm not going to let anybody else disturb my peace. I come against the peace disturbance. I come against those who come to you to disturb your peace, to bring animosity, to bring strife, to bring strain, to bring confusion. I curse the naysayer. In the name of Jesus, I curse every phone call, every text message, every DM, every inbox, every coworker. I come against the family member that knows your button, and I send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. And I come against every ungodly obligation that calls you to open your heart and your mind to people who are full of chaos and confusion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. From this day forward, you shall live and not die. You shall walk in the peace that surpasses all understanding. He shall guard your heart and your mind.
That's it.
In Jesus' name.
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 Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Let me tell you something. You don't owe anybody anything. Don't you sit around and let folk disturb your peace. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to indulge in it. But guard your peace. Tara, hear me. Tara, hear me, sweetie. Guard your peace. Guard your peace. Shut that mess down. My God, Christina, that's coming. There's a shift in the Holy Ghost happening. My God, there's a shift in the Holy Ghost happening. God's about to shift your prayer language. Don't be surprised when you find yourself warring in the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about a natural tongue, woman of God. I'm talking about God's about to shift your heavenly language. Bishop, you've been on my heart and my mind for about a week and a half. I don't know what it is, but I've been praying for you, man of God. I'm going to get better and see you real soon. You know me, I'm not coming to preach. I'm coming there to give you what God told me to give you. Something my Bishop, there's God's been to change the guard. Help me, Holy Ghost. I don't know, Bishop. Bishop, I wish if you're still on, man of God. God's about to shift your location. I feel like it's the church. But I hear the Lord say I'm about to shift your location.
My God.
God's about to give you an address change, man of God. I don't know what that's about. Ain't none of my business. But I heard the Lord say, I'm about to change where you are. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. I hear you, Holy Ghost. There's a reason why, Bishop, there were certain things you could not do where you are. Because God is not going to allow you to get comfortable on Madison Street. Not there anyway. My God, I didn't intend to do all this. I was about to shift some things, man of God. It may be a couple of doors down, but God's about to shift where you are. Help me, Holy Ghost. Bishop, get off me. I don't know what you're driving. That's about to change, too. God's about to change what you're driving and change where you are. I don't know what you're driving. Ain't none of my business. You know I don't say nothing unless that's going to tell me to say it. And there's a reason why God is so apropos that God would even have me driving down that strip as much as I've been driving down that strip lately. I've been back in Chicago since September, and I can count on probably one hand how many times I particularly rode past that church. And the Lord just had me, every time I ride past there, so I have to look at that building, he just says, call out Bishop's name. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And I come against, thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. I come against the naysayers, Bishop Al, that have been trying to spiritually set up your failure. They've been hoping that you fall. They've been hoping that some of the folk that are there with you, who are faithful with you to the ministry, to the vision, they've been hoping that they leave. Hallelujah. But I speak against the naysayer, and I speak against the discord sayers. God's going to shut their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are the people who are there with you going to remain there, but God's going to add to the body of Christ. I know a lot of times it's easy to say to preachers, God's going to expand your membership, because a lot of people do that. But God's not sending you, Bishop, church members. Hallelujah. He's sending you kingdom builders. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's sending you those, men of God, who have not been churched.
Right,
they're not going to know the scripture for you, to finish it for you. They're going to be untapped and untouched, because God's going to allow you to set foundation, hallelujah, in their hearts for them to know God specifically. Hallelujah. God's going to call you to set thorough sanctification foundation in their hearts and minds. And they won't just be church people. Hallelujah. They're going to be kingdom-minded people that will go and they will be fishers. Hallelujah. God's going to send you true sons in the spirit realm. I'm going to say it again. God's about to send you true sons. And not just those who are there because they know you, because they've been there for a while, or whatever the case might be. They're not saying those who are there are not true sons, but God's sending you more true sons. Sons, that they're going to hold you up. They're going to hold your arms up. I speak strength to your spirit. I speak strength to your spirit, man of God. I speak the strength of God to your mind and your heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak strength, man of God. They don't know. They don't know the battle you had to go through. They have no idea what these past 7.5 months have been for you spiritually or financially. Hallelujah. But God says, tell my son, I'm about to repay, hallelujah, what he's had to go through. I'm on here way too long. Says, tell my son, I'm about to pay it off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus. Tonight, beloved, hear me. I'm on way, way longer than I intended to be on. I can't encourage somebody and tell you God's about to change your balance. Hallelujah. God's shifting you. Freedom. Hallelujah. Freedom in your heart. Freedom in your mind. Hallelujah. Tara, I speak the strength of God in your household. Tara, in your household. Tara, in your household. Enemy trying to torture you. Hallelujah. Where you live. To where it seems as though have no peace nowhere, and every time you turn around there seems to be chaos and people bringing things to you or around you or to you that cause you to worry, stress, and to be concerned. Hallelujah. But I put angels on assignment in your household. Hallelujah. And I'm telling the devil to get the hell out. Hallelujah. I every room, every bedroom, every living room, kitchen, bathroom, I don't know where you live. I know we haven't seen each other in quite a few years. But I speak to your residence. I speak to your address. And I command the peace of God to be there from your ceiling to your foundation. Hallelujah. From your ceiling to your foundation. From the north to the south, from the east to the west, I command the peace of God to even be contagious in your family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will no longer stress and strain to just even laugh. It's sometimes a stress and a strain to even laugh and enjoy yourself.
You go to enjoy yourself, but sometimes your mind is racing so much that you can't even be at peace in a joyful environment.
My God.
But I curse every tormenting spirit in the name of Jesus. And I declare peace to be your portion. I also declare you're going to see God move on your behalf in a way you've never seen him move before. God's drawing you closer. Hallelujah. I said God's drawing you closer. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I said God's drawing you closer. Don't be shocked when certain things begin to get on your nerves. Certain things that you used to do don't fit. Certain people you used to hang with make you uncomfortable. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to make you divorce some different things, some situations and connections. God's going to change your appetite in the spirit realm. And what used to be okay with you is not going to be okay with you anymore. Because God is shifting you. He's going to start with you. It's going to echo throughout your family. In the name of Jesus, bless you, Pastor Goffin. I got to go, y'all. I love you tonight. Listen, if the Lord tells you to sow, y'all, those of you who know me know it ain't even about that. I put it available there for you. Hallelujah. But I bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus. Elder Geronte, if you're still on, man of God, if he's not on, somebody just mention his name in the comments for me, Elder Geronte Jameson. Man of God, God's about to shift your environment and your connections. Hallelujah. God's about to shift your connections. There are some people you need to be in contact with. Love you more. Hallelujah. There are some people you need to be in connection with for the sake of your future, your finances, and your career. That God's about to connect you with some people that would cause you to have some new opportunities, new conditions, and new investments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, man of God, be looking for that. Ask God to lead you and to guide you in this season for divine connections. Somebody tag Elder Geronte Jameson. Divine connections. Divine connections. Somebody type it in. Divine connections. Divine connections. Hallelujah. I'm done. I got to go. I keep saying I got to go. The Lord is with you. And because, hallelujah, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. Sister Kira, I don't know, have no idea the last time we talked. I probably haven't seen you since Nehemiah. But God's about to shift you as well. That divine connection was for you as well. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. There are some people around you that would love to keep you where you are and where you've been. And where you've been has cost you way too much. So I'm asking God to make you uncomfortable with everything that looks like yesterday. As we speak, I'm asking God to make you uncomfortable with every friendship, connection, attitude, disposition, every obligation that looks like yesterday. I'm also asking God for you to break every ungodly soul tie. I'm not just talking about sex. Sometimes we talk about soul ties, we start immediately thinking about sex. I'm talking about people who you've been connected to for years who will put shackles on your ankles. Have me, Holy Ghost. Woman of God, you are behind schedule. And God's got some things for you to do. There is a part of your testimony you have not even begun to tap into. Some of it because you've been ashamed, because it's been so hurtful. It's been so disappointing. It almost seemed like it was going to outrightly take you out. But God's going to call you in this season to tell a part of your testimony that even some of your family members do not know. Hallelujah. And when you begin to share that testimony, you're not only going to free yourself some more, but you're going to free some people who have been bound with that same situation that could not speak of it. God's going to cause you to be a freedom rider, I never said that word before in my life. I've heard it. But I hear the Lord say you're going to be a freedom rider. You're going to begin to tell your testimony. And others are going to become free. Because you're going to share the true and rawness of your testimony. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. You're also going to break the back of some generational curses in your family. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. The enemy has kept the women in your family bound with secrecy. My God, with secrecy. Something they should have shared. Something they should have told. Something some people they should have put on blast. And they did not. I don't know anybody in your family. So it's got to be the Holy Ghost. But God's going to cause you to break that cycle. As my mama would call it, of shut mouth ministry. Not to hurt anyone, not to damage anyone, but to put the enemy on blast. So they will no longer be bound by the secrets of their past, hurt, and disappointment. I love you tonight. Thank God for you. Thank you for being on with us tonight. I'm way, way over my time. I love you tonight. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. Love you tonight. My name is Prophet Antoine Tucker.
Blog Talk, thank you for holding on and hanging in there with us. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Please tune in on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m., Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m., Eastern Standard Time, to hear our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And if you come back this Monday night for Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk Ministries, we will have our very own Minister Lauren Seabury. This is the fifth Monday of the month. It will be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And next Friday, you will have me, your very own Minister Sylvia Kaiser, with Friday Night Ministry, which is laughter is like a medicine to the heart. That is what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to see what God has me to share with you all. That's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So until then, just remember this. We love you with the love of the Lord. Tonight you heard from Prophet Antoine Thomas. You can come back within the hour and listen to it on our archives or do the replay on Facebook. Either way or both ways, you will be blessed. Good night, everyone. Love you.